I've never been very much into finance myself, so I'd rather trust somebody else to look after my finances. That's part of, probably part of the reason that it's taken me so long to come and see a financial advisor. I've been crook, and we're sort of worried about, I think, make sure our kids are going to be looked after if anything happens to us.
Mm-hmm. He was concerned that we wouldn't own our house, so we've done that. Donna got that sorted for us.
Yeah. I didn't have a lot of silver, and I had a fairly big mortgage. What I said to Donna when we first, the first thing I wanted to do was to get rid of our mortgage, and Donna's worked it out that we'll have enough money until I think I'm 88 and Sharon's 87, so we're more than happy with that.
That was great.
I'll be happy to make that. She explained what we were entitled to and how to go about going to see Centrelink, what we could get and what we couldn't get. Then we went to Centrelink and we got all the information. We came back to Donna and Donna sorted it out that for us as well. So yeah, she's very good at that as well.
We're going out spending money that we wouldn't go and spend. I used to hesitate thinking, oh no, we'll leave that till another time. And you know, we go out and we spend it.
Going down the stairs and into the car, it felt like a big load lifted off our shoulders. I've put off for years coming to see a finance advisor. People said, oh, you need to go and see a finance. Tossed and turned and I didn't know what to do. And as I said, I've seen Steve from the credit union. He put us on his honour, and I think it's the best thing we've ever done. Hopefully next year we want to go back to Scotland. That's where I was born, so we're going to take another trip back to Scotland in either June or July when the weather's a bit warmer over there.